Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in the beginning of the fourth perek of Masachet Bava Batra at the very top of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. And just as a very, very quick intro, the next four prakim of Masachet Bava Batra deal chiefly with commerce deal with what is included in the sale of particular items. And our chapter is devoted to real estate, beginning with a house. Hamocher tabayit, lo machar yitziah. If you sell a house, a yitziah, which as we will see, is some sort of an addition to a house or something that's connected to a house, we'll see two opinions about it, and at that point we'll clarify. But a yitziah is not included. Even though this yitziah opens up into the house, it's not included with the house, unless specified, of course. Now, it's important to clarify what the word cheder here means. Normally, cheder means a room, but here it really means a separate building or a separate house, which is inside. What does inside mean is relative to the spot where the house is compared to the chatzer. This inside means it's on the inner side of it, so it's internal to the house, but it is a separate building. All right, important to clarify that piece of it. The roof is also not included with the house, as long as it has a parapet that's 10 tfachim high. Rabbi Yudah Meir, Yesh Tzorat HaPetach, V'Shei Nukavad Yisrat Tfachim, Eno Machur. Rabbi Yudah says that even if the parapet is not 10 tfachim high, if it has Tzorat HaPetach, which means a pole and some sort of thing on top of it, looking like a doorway, then that's significant enough to make an independent place that's not included with the house. Okay, I did not translate Yitziah, because the Gemara immediately deals with this. My Yitziah, what's the Yitziah? Hacha targimu afta. Here, wherever here is in local base managers, they translate it as afta. Afta is some sort of a loft. Rav Yosef Amar, I don't know, a loft which is within the room. Rav Yosef Amar, bidka chalila. Bidka chalila is a room which is attached but separated from the house, like a shed might be. Now, lamandamar afta lo mizdabna. So according to the first opinion, it says even a loft isn't included. Kol shekem bidka chalila mizdabna. Certainly the bidka chalila is not included. Lamandamar bidka chalila val afta mizdabna. But according to Rav Yosef, who says bidka chalila is the meaning, then we would say that an afta, a loft, is included because it's inside the house. Now, parenthetically, Tanar Rav Yosef, shalosh shemot yeshlo. And Rav Yosef here is making a comment on Tanakh, saying that there are three different words for a wing or an L of a building, an addendum to a building. Yatziah tzela ta. Yatziah dichtiv, in the description of Shlomo's Mikdash, hayatziah tachtona chamesh pa'amah rochba, and then it goes up six and seven. This wing on this each side of the Mikdash would go up and up, so it moved out, sort of like an inverted pyramid. Tzela dichtiv, this is in Yechezkel's vision of the Mikdash. Vatzlaot tzela el tzela shalosh shloshim pamim. So these wings to the Mikdash. Ta dichtiv hata kane echad orech v'kane echad rocha v'nataim chamesh amot. So we have again a description in the description of Yechezkel's Mikdash using the word ta also as some sort of a side room. Of course, each one of these words in modern Hebrew has a meaning which in some cases is close, some cases not so close, but none of them really are used in the same sense of an adjacent room. Now, the Gemara then does something which is a little bit strange, because Rav Yosef was up until now using Tanakh to demonstrate the meaning of the words, and then the Gemara says that V'bayit Eima Mehacha, the Mishnah in Masachet Midot, describing the Mikdash, talks about a kotel ha-hichal sheish, the hata sheish, kotel hata chamesh. So it talks about these different areas in the Mikdash and uses the word ta to describe this small room. Okay. Amar Mar Zutra, v'hu da-havi arba-mot. Mar Zutra goes now back to our Mishnah and says that the rule in our Mishnah, which is that which is that the Yetziah is not included, is only if the Yetziah is Arba Amot, whatever the Yetziah is Arba Amot square. Meaning if it's smaller than that, it is insignificant and it is considered an addendum, an appendage of the house, and is included. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Zutra, if you look at the very next Mishnah, the next Mishnah is going to tell us that when you sell a house, the cistern is not included. So it has the didachta mar adavi arba amot, according to you who say that it has to be four amot to be separate and therefore not come along with the sale. The miyata kabed bor d'nan ulot abor v'lot haduta bishkatav la'umka v'ruma. The Mishnah says that even though you write into the shtar, I'm selling you the depths and the heights of the house, nonetheless, the cistern is not included. So then he challenges and says, hachinami yavu arba amot ini lolo, only if the cistern is four amot in diameter, will it not be included, and otherwise it will be included? It's a little strange, because we understand that it's not included in any case. So Mar Zutra answers very simply. He says, Hachi Ashta, let's examine. Hatam hatam shvishta l'chud, v'atashmishta l'chud. When you buy a house, a cistern is not the same purpose. A house is a place to sleep, a cistern is for water. So therefore, no matter how small the cistern is, it's separate and it's not included with the house. Hacha idi v'idi chada tashmishtahi. But here, the house and this adjacent room, they're all part of one usage. And therefore, yahavi dalad amot chashiv. If the separate thing is four amot big, it's important enough to be considered separate. V'idol lo chashiv. And if not, then it's not. Okay, v'lo tacharish lifnim himenu. Now, we said that a yetziah doesn't come along, nor does this building that's built on the inside. So the Gemara asks, hashto yetziah lo mizdaban cheder mibaya. If the yetziah is not included, then do you have to tell me that a cheder is not included? That's very strange. It seems quite obvious that the cheder would not be included. And so the Gemara answers, L'tzricha davagav demetzel ametzrei avroi. And from here on to the end of today's piece, we're going to deal with this, is that even though you marked outside boundaries, which means the boundaries that you gave for the sale were outside of the house and included this cheder, nonetheless it's not included. Kid Rav Nachman, as per Rav Nachman's ruling, Dam Rav Nachman Amar Rav Abav, who are we? So the quoting is Rabbi. Hamocher bayit l'chaverot b'birah gdola. Birah is really a fortress, but in this case it means a building that has multiple residences in it, what in today's case you would refer to really as a condominium complex. Alfa bishem mitzar lo mitzarim hachitzonim. So if you sell a bayit in a birah, even though you use the outside boundaries to mark the sale, you were simply using simpler boundaries, but that doesn't mean that you sold the whole thing. You only sold that house. Hechidami. Now, what's the circumstance? This is now our examination of Rabba Barvua's halacha. If this is a location where everybody calls a house, and a bira, in other words, that there's no confusion here that as to what he sold him, then in that case, pshita bayit zavinle bira lo zavinle. It's you don't need to teach me that all that he gets is the bayit because that's what he sold and that's what everybody refers to it. Ela de bira namakar la bayit. So it must be that this is a place we think that people refer to the entire complex also with the word bayit. If that's the case, kule zavinle. It's clear that he did sell the whole thing because after all he said bayit and he marked it with the outside boundaries and everybody refers to this whole thing as a bayit. So lo tzricha must be a case, and the proper gear says, de'ika de'karulei le'bayit bayit, ulebira bira. It must be a case where some people call a bayit, a bira bira. Ekonomine le'bira karulei bayit. But some people also call the entire thing a bayit, much like the difference between Europe and America, or even parts of America, in referring to an apartment. In some places they'll refer to it as a house, and other people it'll be an apartment if generally around there people have separated houses, detached houses. Now, I might think that since some people in this area refer to the entire structure as a bayit, and you sold a bayit, and the boundaries that you gave were the outside ones, I might think you got the whole thing, kamash malan, that it's not. Why? So what do you do in a case like that? If you want to sell the entire complex, but not everybody refers to it as bayit, what do you do? Well, you could write bira, or you could write mirhavet l'michtav v'lo sharit bizvini ilayin klum v'lo katav. If you could have written, and this is what you should have written, I have not withheld anything from this sale. The fact you didn't write that, Shramina Shuri Sharir. So we see from that fact you didn't write that you really did leave something over and didn't sell the whole thing. That's point one of Rav Nachman, and that proves our point. But there's a parallel statement of Rav Nachman. If you sell a field within a large valley, even though you gave him the outside boundaries that include the entire valley, you're simply giving easier boundaries to mark. Now, again, what's the circumstance? If everybody calls a field and a valley, so it's clear you sold the field, not the valley. Valley meaning a bunch of fields in one area. That must be a place where everybody used the word field to denote both. In that case, you've sold the whole thing because you said sadeh, which people refer to the entire thing as a sadeh, and you marked it with the outside boundaries. So must be a case where some people call it sadeh, and they call it a valley, but there's some people also, a significant enough population, that refers to the entire area as a sadeh. So I might think that you sold the entire thing because after all you called it a sadeh, which is a common, if not total, if not unanimous, use of the description, or the kind of description for this area, plus you marked it with the outside boundaries. Kamash Malan, again, because you should have written, I have not withheld anything, to make it clear that you meant the entire larger piece. You didn't write that, so it's obviously you have left something out. Now, Utsricha, we need both statements, meaning Rav Nachman had to issue both rulings regarding the house and the field. Why? If we only had the ruling of the house, each house has a separate purpose. And therefore, I would think that the entire complex is one purpose, the bayit's another purpose, and therefore, we're going to read it minimally, unless we know differently, you only got the house. But the valley is all planting. So there I might think you really sold the whole thing. In other words, I would take the perspective of the fact that some people in this area call the whole thing a sadeh and go with that. The Ashmin and Bikan, if I only had the second ruling, then Mishum Dalahavin Lamem Saleh, there was no other way to mark the boundaries besides these outer boundaries. So I said, okay, I ignore the specifics of the boundaries, and I use them just as markers to say where this general field is, and I read it narrowly. But with the house, it's very easy to mark. It's next to this apartment, next to that apartment, and I didn't. Kule Zavinle, I might think that the fact that he used the outside boundaries indicates that he sold the whole thing. Tsricha, therefore I need Rav Nachman's ruling in both cases. Okay, as an add-on to that double ruling of Rav Nachman, we ask the following. Come on, as the Hadamar of Mari Barad Devat Shmuel, Mishmei Dabaye. So this grandson of Shmuel quoted Abaye saying, somebody sells something to another, has to write in it, I have not withheld anything from the sale. Come on, who does that follow? Rav Nachman Aravua, follows Rav Nachman quoting Rabbi Aravua in these two rulings, that is what lends us the clarity to know that the sale really is total. Now we have a case, a guy said to another fellow, Ara devechia mezavnan alach. I'm selling you the land that's called Bechia. I have some land, a plot of land. I'm selling it to you. But this fellow had two plots of land with that name. But he said Ara. Ara means land. So that means he's selling one plot. So it's only one plot. Which one is a different problem. But if he said, I'm selling you Arata, which is lands, then Miut Arata Shtayim. Then there has to be at least two. The Amarle Kol Arata, if he said, I'm selling you all lands, meaning that I own, so Kol Arata Yitluhu, that means all my lands, Levadme Bustani Upardasi, but it does not include gardens and orchards. In other words, it's lands that are for planting, but not that have already been planted. The Amarle Ziara, if he said Ziara, which is a word nobody really knows what it means, but I clearly mean some sort of more generic name for land, Afilu Be Bustani Upardasi, then it even includes gardens and orchards, Levarmi Bate Viavzi, the only thing not included, is his houses and servants. But if he says, I'm selling you my property, then it even includes houses and servants, all of his property. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the second shiur that we will have on Perek HaMocher HaBayit. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.